Do you have an idea for a podcast, but you don't know where to start? Maybe you're overwhelmed by all the tech or you're convinced nobody will actually listen to you. Well, I'm Shauna Game. After 9.5 years as a professional podcaster, at this show, Everyone's Talking Money, and 25 million downloads later, let me tell you the secret to a profitable podcast. It is building a solid foundation, your podcast roadmap before you launch. That's why I created the Podcaster Class, a fast-paced group cohort podcasting for profit 8-week style MBA program. The Podcaster Class is immersive, comprehensive, and insanely motivational. If you want to create a podcast, DIYing a launch is just not the way to go. In the Podcaster Class, you'll get the tools, tips, and strategies to create a podcast that resonates with listeners and one you can be proud of. Get this, 90% of podcasters never make it to episode 3. That's 2.8 million podcasters who just quit. So to be a top podcaster, you only need to publish 21 episodes, but you got to make them good. So in the Podcaster Class, I'm taking the mystery out of how to create, launch, and profit from your podcast so you can create a top 1% podcast just like this one. The May cohort is now open for enrollment. Classes start May 22nd. There are only 15 spots open. You are going to learn podcasting with me and 14 other amazing people. You can learn all the details at thepodcasterclass.com. Use code podcast when you sign up for $100 off. That's thepodcasterclass.com. When it comes to financial advice, you got to trust the source. It's why you listen to this podcast. When I'm looking to upgrade my wallet, I turn to NerdWallet. Their expert team of nerds dives into the details to help you find smarter financial products. Before NerdWallet, I was paying for vacations all wrong. I was missing out on miles. I didn't even know I was leaving on the table. Now I've got a new card with more miles and more upgrades. What could future you do with more travel rewards? I don't know, maybe that fancy hotel upgrade that you have always been dreaming about. Wherever you go next, make it happen with a smarter travel credit card. Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. As with all cards, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. Hey, I'm Shauna Compton Game. This is Millennial Money, and today we have a Millennial Music Chat with singer Ellie Holcomb.
Millennial Money with Shauna Compton Game. It will expand your brain.
This week on Millennial Money Lifestyle Thursday, you're in for a special musical treat. So, some artists, they follow a creative poetry in their songwriting. Some artists may be born to shine on stage in front of thousands of people. And some artists, they follow a higher calling. Singer-songwriter Ellie Holcomb falls into all three categories and is one special soul that permeates each note in each song lyric. Holcomb just released her newest album, Red Sea Road. And even though this album deals with a lot of life issues like loss, heartache, and even trust in the crazy times and crazy world that we live in, ultimately this album feels very positive and almost empowering at times. Now, Ellie Holcomb is not the only Holcomb that we've had to appear on Millennial Money. You may remember her very talented singer-songwriter husband, Drew, appearing a few months ago on a Nashville episode that we had. Well, these Holcombs, they are a powerhouse of creativity and two of the nicest people you ever want to meet. So enjoy our chat with Ellie Holcomb as she dishes about her new album, Red Sea Road, how she does not let fear drive her life, and how she went from being a science teacher to be a working singer-songwriter today. So, Ellie, thanks for coming on the show. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Love being here.
Awesome. So a couple months ago, we had your husband Drew on our podcast talking about his new awesome album. And you've been a part of his band, The Neighbors, for many years. And, you know, if people don't know your story, you also grew up in a music family with your dad being a producer and stuff like that.
I did.
What were you kind of listening to? What music were you listening to as, you know, as a youngster, a young singer-songwriter that made you kind of want to get into the music business?
Great question. So my dad pretty much played us whatever he was working on, because that's what he was listening
exactly.
to. And then, so I kind of listened to whatever he was had his hands in and really got to hear from him, whatever it was. I loved Amy Grant growing up. So anything that he ever did of hers, I just thought, oh my goodness, I want to be like her when I grow up. So I feel like most girls in the 80s felt
right.
that way about
right,
Amy Grant.
Exactly.
So I loved that. But then we also listened to a lot of the Beatles. And then in high school, I got into Ben Harper, Patty Griffin, Indigo Girls is how I learned to sing harmony.
Okay.
And so it was a bunch of those kind of more singer-songwriter records, David Gray, that made me want to start writing my own songs. Also really random, but Dina Carter, I jammed out to that in high school. It's like in the country world, which I didn't listen to country that much, but for some reason I had Did I Shave My Legs for this, and I was having my heart broken a lot. So I'll call myself like a bad version of Taylor Swift.
That's great.
In high school, college.
Nice. So, and you and Drew, your husband, you guys have two small kids and stuff. Do you think it's easier because you grew up in the music business, you married a musician. Is it easier, you know, you're doing your life on a day-to-day basis because you guys are musicians?
Because both of us.
Yeah,
you know what? It does help a lot. It's so funny because having grown up around the music business, I actually swore that I would never marry a musician.
Right.
And I was like, I got my master's in education. Mm-hmm. I taught for 2 years and loved it. Swore that I would never do music. I always knew I would sing and write songs because that's just sort of how I process life. So I think God has a sense of humor because I literally am like, I will never be a musician.
Right.
I will never marry one. And here I am doing music with my husband, who is a musician. So I tell you what is really cool about both doing it, even though the schedule is absolutely insane because we're in and out of town sometimes at the same time. You know, it's just a crazy schedule and a kind of crazy life, but we get it. So like, I get that when Drew comes home, even though he's been out and maybe I've been home with the kids, I know that it's just not all fun and games on the road. Like he's working and he's tired from traveling when he comes home. So there's sort of a mutual understanding of the joys of doing music and being on the road. And then of, the hardships and the struggle and the ache of wanting to be home. Even though you love your job, you miss your kids and your community at home. So I'm grateful for that mutual understanding and respect that we have for each other.
Yeah. And so many of our listeners, you know, are kind of, you know, the millennial generation is a huge sort of generation of dreamers and kind of taking different, you know, charting different courses. And what would you tell, you know, maybe some tips or advice of anybody listening to the podcast that, you know, maybe like you were where, you know, you had this passion and yet, you know, you were also happy in your career teaching. And, you know, what kind of advice would you give to someone who's kind of in that state of flux?
Yeah, they're trying to decide where they go. You know, I would say I think in a lot of ways for a while, fear is what kept me from doing music.
Right.
I think I was scared of how it would affect my family. I was scared of failing. And I think at the end of the day, I got to this place where I felt like I was going to always wonder what, you know, the music thing could have been like. Drew, I remember we were in a deer blind in Texas, which is a really random place, but that's where my grandmother grew up on a ranch down there. It was Thanksgiving break. And Drew asked me in this deer blind, he's like, would you be willing? I know you love teaching. I know you're passionate about that. So it wasn't that I was unhappy in my job at all. But he just said, would you be willing to come join my band and travel with me? And I think there was a part of me that said, okay, that totally freaks me out because I am the consistent paycheck here. I'm the insurance, you know,
right.
All of those consistent things through my job. But I think there was a part of me that just said, I'm going to always wonder what that would have been like if I don't try it. And I'm really glad that I didn't let fear keep me from trying the thing that sort of felt like a really far off dream. And it's not that we've been without failure or without hardship on this journey, for sure. But I think more than anything, I've learned from those failures, I've learned from those seasons that were hard. And it's been a really fun adventure.
Yeah, that's awesome.
The weather is getting warmer. I'm so excited. And it is time to say goodbye to all those jackets and sweaters and hello to the shorts and t-shirts. I wanted to update my summer workout wardrobe for the long haul without, you know, spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince and I am in love. Quince is your go-to place from everything from premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part of all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes those savings on to you. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that. Okay, I bought the dreamiest pair of workout leggings and a bright pink workout top to match. Honestly, ladies, I gotta tell you, these leggings you need. The price cannot be beat, and I feel like a million bucks wearing this cozy workout-friendly outfit. I've worn it for like 5 days straight. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/etm for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/etm to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/etm. In those moments when money is just not moving as fast as your dreams, Earnin provides the financial momentum you need to keep moving forward. Earnin is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. You just download the Earnin app and verify your paycheck. Then you access up to $100 a day as you work, and you can leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. I honestly would use Earnin in lots of different ways, but what's on my mind recently is I need a night out. I need some good tacos to sip on a few virgin margaritas and celebrate you all helping this podcast earn 26 million downloads. Make Earnin a part of your financial routine and join Earnin's over 3.5 million customers who say things like, when I think about Earnin, I think about financial stability and security. Gives me a lot of peace of mind. Download Earnin today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earnin app, type in Talkin' Money under podcast when you sign up. It will really help the show. Talkin' Money under podcast. Earnin is a financial technology company, not a bank, subject to your available earnings, daily max, pay period max, and location. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank & Trust, member FDIC. I'm going to be real with you. Identity theft is on the rise, and you do not want to wake up one morning and discover that your bank account has been emptied, or you're overdue on credit cards you never even applied for. We talk about this often on the podcast, but you don't realize how much of your information is available to scammers on the internet and how susceptible you and your family are to identity theft and fraud. I know, it's scary, but now you can get your data removed with Delete Me. That's why I personally choose Delete Me. Delete Me is a subscription service that removes your personal information from the largest people search databases on the web, and in the process helps prevent potential ID theft, doxing, and phishing scams. I just started using Delete Me and I got my regular personalized privacy report. I was shocked what they found and removed. It was pages of information about me that I did not want online. Here's how it works. You sign up and provide Delete Me with exactly what information you want deleted, and their experts take it from there. I cannot tell you how relieved I felt to have Delete Me. And you know, it's also a great service for your parents or grandparents to help protect them from identity theft. DeleteMe is not just a one-time service. DeleteMe is always working for you, constantly monitoring and removing the personal information you do not want on the internet. Take control of your data and keep your private life private by signing up for DeleteMe, now at a special price for my listeners. Today, get 20% off your DeleteMe plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and use promo code ETM at checkout. The only way you get 20% off is to go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and enter code ETM at checkout. joindeleteme.com/ETM. Go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and use code ETM for 20% off.
So, but you also were with the Neighbors for many years. You've released albums in the past before. When did you decide this time to go, hey, you know what? I want to strike out on my own. I mean, was that like a fear thing too?
Oh gosh. Yeah. I'm a fearful person. So I know, that's not what I want to be. And I'm totally growing in that. A lot of times, like a phrase that I tell myself that I've heard several people say is just do it scared.
Yeah.
And that's just what I do a lot of the times. So I never would have thought, that I would have been making my own music. Drew, my husband, is awesome. And he really is the one that like breathed courage into me. I had kind of decided to quit the band, mainly because we had our little girl on the road with us for the whole first year of her life. Sure. And, it was kind of great until she started wanting to walk all over the place. When she turned one, I think she went to 32 states in Canada by the time she was 6 months.
Wow.
By the time she was a year, she'd been to most of those 32 states again. And when she started walking, we were having to spend like, you know, we were in a Sprinter van at the time. So she was in a car seat for like 6 or 7 hours a day, you know, like on the road in a different hotel room every night. And I just felt like I was keeping a little puppy in a kennel, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, different because she's a person and she was not in a kennel, but yeah. You know, I just felt like, I was like, I think I'm supposed to be like, I just need to stay home with her. Like, this has been a really fun season. We did 8.5 years of doing music together. And I just was like, I think I'm supposed to be a stay at home mom. Meanwhile, I've been writing all these songs really to work out my faith. I was memorizing scripture, some promises from God's word, really in an effort to help me. Like I said, I struggle with fear. So to help me kind of kick back at some of the darkness with some light. And I was writing music out of that. Really, I thought just for myself. And my husband was hearing these songs and he was like, I really think you need to record these and send them out into the world. Did a Kickstarter campaign to fund that record. Felt like I was going to throw up the night before. You know, I'm just like, oh my gosh. I'm like a people pleaser, perfectionist kind of personality. I call myself a recovering perfectionist. And I'm like, if I don't hit this goal, we tried to raise $40,000 in 50 days. And I was like, I'm going to fail. I'm just probably going to fail in front of everybody. And it felt kind of like hitting go on that Kickstarter felt kind of like the Indiana Jones scene where he is like stepping out and it looks like he's going to die. That's what it felt to me. I'm like, this is going, I'm going to die. Doing this.
And you're still alive.
And I'm still alive. And here's the deal. Like, as I took that kind of, felt like a huge step of faith. Cause I really did believe in the songs that I was writing. They were helpful for my own soul. And so I thought maybe they would be helpful or beneficial for other people to hear too. So as I stepped out, even though I felt like I was going to die, what I found is the ground has kind of risen up beneath my feet and the view, as it turns out, is like really beautiful. So
yep.
I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful that fear didn't keep me stagnant.
Well, and when you're speaking of your new album, Red Sea Road, which I love, I think it's really great. I listened to it several times actually the other day on repeat. And so I read though that you were kind of going through some hard times. What kind of motivated you to actually write the album? What were those things you were going on, and did you kind of work them out through the music?
Yeah, you know, it has been a rough, I would say like 3 years, really for our people, the people that we're doing life with. So a lot of loss, a lot of brokenness, everything from really hard broken divorces to people, a friend checking into rehab for alcoholism, to two dear friends losing babies. I mean, just and then my dad got diagnosed with cancer. I mean, it was just like my mom lost her mom. It was just a lot of pain and a lot of sorrow. And, you know, it's so funny on interviews after my first full length record, the one that we funded through Kickstarter, everybody always asks, so what's next? What's next? And I'm like, you know, this one scared me to death to do, so I don't even know if I'll ever make another record. I was just like, you know, more of my family and more Jesus. He has been so faithful and kind, and maybe more songs if they come. I didn't know if they would. And so interesting, because in the middle of a lot of pain and sorrow and suffering, when it felt like sort of grief was going to drown us, our community, what I found was that God was drawing really near to us, and there was something really kind of backwards and upside down, but really beautiful about seeing a God who was broken for us draw really near to our breaking hearts. And so I didn't want to forget that, because I just found it pretty profound that in the middle of such deep loss, there could be beauty and hope in the midst, woven into the midst of like deep, deep grief. And so, there were days that I just started writing because I didn't want to forget how that was happening. Mm-hmm. And then there were a lot of days where I was just like, okay, whatever, God, you say that you're good, but this does not feel good. And so a lot of times I just started writing really for myself to help myself, to kind of like boss my soul around, mm-hmm. and to say, okay, I can choose to despair, which is what I feel like doing because this hurts so much, or I can choose to hold on to hope. And so a lot of me writing Red Sea Road and the songs on that record were me fighting for hope. And asking God to help me believe that his promises are true and that he's faithful. So one, seeing how he's faithful, not wanting to forget it. And then two, on the days where I was forgetting it, going, help my unbelief. Right. Goodness. So, I'm really a selfish writer. I've wrote a lot for my own soul. And, it's been such a gift to see that kind of somehow ring true in other circumstances, in other people's stories that I didn't know. You know, I wasn't writing for them, but I think everybody knows what it is to suffer and to lose something. And so, anyway, it's been a sweet thing to see those kind of ring true with a lot of different people's stories.
Well, I think the album actually comes across, to me at least, I listened to the album before I kind of read that with the stuff you were kind of struggling through. It really comes to me like it's real positive and almost empowering at times. And and even though it's a faith-based, with my air quotes there, a record, I think it transcends like the regular Christian, you know, music and stuff these days. And I think that's important to have a real positive message. Is that something you were kind of, that's what the hope that you were kind of hanging on to that you wanted to come across?
Yeah. You know, I was, thank you so much for saying that. That's like a huge compliment for me. I was kind of captured by this mystery, I guess is the best way to say it, of God being really broken. And you know, that Jesus was called this man of sorrows and well acquainted with grief, well acquainted with suffering himself, and kind of this mystery of God not feeling super far off, but kind of sitting there with you as everything is crashing down around you, mm-hmm. and weeping with you. And I found a lot of hope in that, because you look at the story of the gospel and you look, I think it's the most beautiful story that I know, that someone, Jesus, would suffer and be broken and be buried and then kind of walk out of a grave, kind of representative of death and all the things that we lose and all the things that break our hearts. that God himself would enter into that, so we could know that we're not alone. I found a lot of hope in that, that there was an empty grave. So like he's kind of been to all these places and walked out of them, and maybe we don't have to bury our hope because hope himself entered into all of our mess and was buried for us and then came alive again. It's like a really crazy, hopeful story to me. So I was kind of, sitting in the mystery of that and found a lot of peace and comfort in that.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I'm sorry, but I have the best dog ever. Her name is Winnie Stardust. She is a mini golden mountain doodle full of life, and I would do just about anything to keep her happy, healthy, and safe. Today's episode is sponsored by the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. Your pet is part of your family, and you want to do the best for them. But vet bills can really add up. We jokingly keep telling Winnie she needs to get a job to pay for her vet bill. That's why you should check out pet insurance. And with ASPCA Pet Health Insurance, you can focus on the care your pet deserves and cover what matters most. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customized accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they need. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping to ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are. Because vet bills can really add up, especially when you are least expecting it. It's simple. Use their app to submit a claim, and you'll receive reimbursement for eligible vet bills directly into your bank account. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/etm. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/etm. Again, that's aspcapetinsurance.com/etm. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independent American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer, is not engaged in the business of insurance. Okay, friend, I want to know, what are your money goals this year? Are you saving to buy a house or maybe a wedding or a dream vacation to somewhere tropical? If that's you, please, please take me with you. Or maybe you want to just grow your emergency fund because, let's be real, life is expensive. I want to make sure you reach your goals, so you need Monarch. That's why the Wall Street Journal named it the best app for growing your savings. Monarch is the top-rated, all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. You can create custom budgets, track progress towards your financial goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/etm. Here's what I love. Monarch is the most customizable budgeting app. You can change the layout of your dashboard. You can go between light and dark mode. You can create custom budgets and notifications. You can set up all of these automatic rules for your transactions and notifications, and so much more. Monarch is obsessed with constantly improving their product. Get this. They release updates every 2 weeks, and they even allow customers to submit suggestions, vote on requested features, and view the product roadmap. This, my friend, is totally original. Plus, they will never sell your data to third party or show you ads. I think that's really important. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it is the top-rated personal finance app. And now, listeners of this show get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/etm. That's monarchmoney.com/etm for your extended 30-day free trial.
Hey, my name's Otis Gray, host of The Daily Book Club, a daily podcast where I read wonderful old books one chapter at a time. Simple as that. Whether you want to get engaged and lost in a fascinating story that has stood the test of time, or just relax to a good book, listen to The Daily Book Club to get wrapped up or unwind during your day. We'll read classic stories like Pride and Prejudice, The Enchanted April, The Wind in the Willows, beautiful stories all told from start to finish. And you can even do a real book club. Tune into the Daily Book Club Discord and discuss the readings with other book club listeners. However you want to listen, it's your choice. Subscribe to the Daily Book Club on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere else. New episodes every single day. So sit back, relax, and get lost in the Daily Book Club.
And is it hard for you, you know, in the writing process, or is that something that just comes, you know, from someone, I'm not a, you know, that kind of a writer. Is that something that just like, maybe you'll just be out and about and all of a sudden, you know, a song will just, lyrics will just come to you?
It is. I think that's when, you know, people are like, so what's next? I'm like, I don't know, more life. And generally when they're suffering, people ask, where do your songs come from? I'm like, suffering, which sounds so, it's so funny because the record is so hopeful. A lot of people say that, but it was born out of a lot, yeah, like deep, deep sorrow. And I think for me, the way that I work through sorrow is to sing. I don't know why. It's the way that I'm wired, is if I sing, then I can believe and I don't feel as alone. And so, it definitely is like a cathartic, it sort of like wells up within me and comes out. Most of the time, unfortunately, when I'm on a plane, which is super awkward to try to like sing into a voice memo, like really close quarters to somebody on a plane or in a car. A lot of times when I am like traveling, inspiration hits and I'll go back later and kind of circle around to the melody or the lyric or whatever came to me in that moment. But yeah, it is a joy. It feels extravagant, honestly, songwriting does to me. And there are certainly times when you're working on something and you're wrestling it down to the ground. But for the most part, it's one of my favorite things to do. And it's the way that I process life. It sort of feels like praying in a way for me. Just and it's doubt and it's joy and it's remembering and it's sorrow. It's all of those things kind of mixed into one with the melody.
Well, I also really love that I saw your new video for the single "Find You Here." It's really beautifully shot. How did that concept come up, and how was that the shoot actually?
Yeah, I try to pull in women whenever I can. I have an almost all girl band that I travel with sometimes, and then I know some amazing women doing incredible work in sort of video photography here in Nashville. So I kind of pulled together a team of women. And I think what I wanted to do, I kept wanting there to be, I see a lot of God in nature and outside. I think the story of redemption and things being really dead. I love the spring because there's a lot that looks like it's just dead and gone. And then like life comes bursting forth. So I just was like, you know, I would love for this to be capturing some of that. And so we drove out to the mountains. We actually sent out like an email to our fan base and was like, does anybody have a cabin in the woods that we could borrow? And we had a fan say, yes, please come stay at my cabin. And so the fire that we had outside of the cabin, that's a fan, which is really special. And we did some research on trails and stuff, just wanting to, and I wanted it kind of a spot where I was looking out over sort of a cliff or a valley, because that is what this season that we've walked through has felt sort of like, a valley season. And so we intentionally kind of worked that into the video, and it was an absolute blast. We found this Hungarian guy who leads hikes and brought him some Hungarian pasta. And so we traded pasta tips on where to go. So the waterfall shoot, it's just sort of this off the beaten path way that didn't take too long to hike to, because we had to carry all the gear. So we were like, we need really beautiful views with not a long hike. Can you help us? Here's some pasta.
That's awesome.
That's great.
Those are some of the best things though, when things just kind of come together that way.
Oh, absolutely. We did have one night where we were getting, you know, when you're doing video or photography, you're usually just chasing the light, you know, like, so you're looking for that perfect golden hour, either at the crack of dawn, which we did, on top of the mountain when I'm in the blue dress, and then the waterfall, we were getting the end of the daylight. And literally we got so lost on back mountain roads, had no service. So we really were like, this is a good song to sing. Like, but you find us here, in the middle of the backwoods of the mountains, and please help us not get attacked by wolves or bears or crazy people. Exactly. It took us about an hour to get home that night. And so a lot of good memories from that photo shoot.
That's funny. So last question I have for you, I read, before we started recording this, we were talking about your shows, with Drew at the Ryman this past weekend. And I saw on social media, you guys had your first date at the Ryman. So that's a nice little.
Yes. Is that not so fun? So, the first time Drew asked me on a date, when I said yes, he'd asked me a couple other times before and I'd said no. But we were in Oxford, Mississippi at a festival called Double Decker, and we were watching Emmylou Harris play a show. And he said, hey, please tell me that you will let me take you on a date finally. Like, he kind of told me before that he wanted to take me. And I was like, yeah, I think I'll let you take me out. That's good. He said, good, because I have tickets to see Patty Griffin at the Ryman. So our first official date was in the very back row of the balcony at the Ryman Auditorium, May 14th of 2005. It was a really sweet thing, because it was almost to the day.
Right.
Whose birthday is the 13th. And so it was like literally on the same weekend anniversary of our first date. So it was a pretty special 2 days at the Ryman that we just did this past weekend.
Right. And it's a nice local gig for you guys, Nashvillians that you are.
You know what? There's nothing like it, playing a hometown show. And we have a lot of really just wonderful support. Drew always says, they say a prophet's never welcome in his own town, so I must not be a prophet, because I feel really embraced here.
Nice. That's great. So where can people find Red Sea Road on your website or any other place?
Yeah, absolutely. It's kind of everywhere. It's iTunes, Amazon Music. It's on Spotify. I know millennials are Spotify listeners. So
yes.
You can check it out on there, on the website, and in Walmart, Lifeway Christian stores. Yeah. So it's kind of anywhere you'd look for music, it'll be there.
And you're also hitting the road to perform more dates coming up too, right? Including a cruise.
That's right, a cruise to Alaska. How is this my job?
Wow.
Drew, and his whole family, they're gonna join us on that. We'll be playing with Amy Grant, Matt Maher. There's a lot of really great musicians on that cruise. So we're gonna do a bunch of crazy excursions, glacier hiking and fly fishing, and gonna try to see some bears. all while playing music at the same time.
And a nice wraparound playing with Amy Grant too.
Absolutely. She's become a really dear friend. I've gotten a tour with her a couple times, and you know, that just feels kind of like a dream come true, getting to play music alongside her. So.
Well, awesome. Well, thanks for coming on the show. We totally appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thanks for taking the time, y'all.
See the way.